This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
EB, because you married into a Chinese family, you fancy yourself an expert, and you kind of look down on Americanized Chinese food.
Okay.
I've been raised essentially on Cantonese-style Chinese food.
How do you feel about orange chicken Panda Express?
I mean, it's tasty.
It's very good.
I mean, it's tasty, but it's not really like authentic.
I was just reading an article that
Cantonese.
The originators of Panda Express are back. They must have maybe sold out, and they're bringing back different type of orange chicken. So it's Panda Inn.
Okay.
Trying to make inroads. Are you an orange chicken guy, Cakes?
I like me some orange chicken. It's not my go-to chicken order at a Chinese restaurant. My go-to chicken order is chicken with almonds. That's my one seed. But I can do an orange chicken. I can do a sesame chicken. I can do a chicken with mixed vegetables. I can do nearly Kung Pao chicken is okay. It's not my favorite.
That's a little spicier, right?
A little spicier. I can do nearly every iteration of chicken on a Chinese menu.
I think if you go to a Panda Express or one of those places like at a food court, there usually are Panda Expresses, right?
100%. If there's a food court in the mall, there's a freaking Panda Express.
I feel like orange chicken's the one seed.
Orange chicken or General Tso's chicken is also a high seed. Very Americanized, I feel like.
Isabella
Chinese
was
food.
Obsessed with orange chicken for a while, and then she had a bad incident. I don't think it had
what
anything
do you mean,
to
a bad
do.
Incident?
Well, she ended up throwing up on the day that she had orange chicken.
Right.
But I don't think it really was because of the orange chicken. I think it was just one of those days where she did too much and was out in the heat, and she won't touch it again. It was like a go-to for a while. I mean, who knows if she'll ever have it again in her life. Like, she thinks that she has associated orange chicken with vomiting.
Mm.
And it was hours later. I don't know what else she probably junk she put into
this
her.
This is not chicken, but I had a banger Chinese dish that I think is authentic Chinese. But EB, he could push back on this.
All right.
Haven't had this in a while, but my wife ordered it. And sometimes I feel just bad about ordering a full entree for myself at a Chinese restaurant because I know I'm not going to eat it all, but you share it, whatever. My wife ordered, and when she said she was going to order it, I said, well, I'm just going to split it with you because it's delicious.
Yeah.
Mushu pork.
Oh, we get mushu pork all the time.
Mushu pork is a banger because they bring out the tortillas, they bring out the sauce. Yeah. It's so good.
I'm actually stunned by Cakes's order. For takeout. Chicken and almonds.
Chicken with almonds. I just like it.
It sounds so nubs.
It's Chinese chicken.
It's a little
chicken,
flavoring on the
Chinese
chicken.
Chinese chicken with almonds, some peas, some water chestnuts mixed in there. Yeah. Now, I have to throw a liberal dose of soy sauce on it to kind of flavor it up. But that's my chicken one seed, Valdez. To each his own.
That would be the last thing I'd order from from takeout Chinese. Chicken and almonds.
I enjoy it.
I got to text D. By the way, happy birthday to D. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Hey, good. Happy birthday.
There's a seafood dish I always get that has almonds on it.
Okay.
It's like a fried shrimp with like this mayonnaise-y thing. Ooh. And then they throw it's like a sweet mayonnaise.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Oh.
Sounds right up my alley.
So delicious. And they throw a few more almonds on it.
Delicious.
I don't even like nuts, but when they put that sweet mayonnaise on it, oh my God, it's so good.
So good.
I'm with you, man.
Man, now I feel like I need to get some Chinese food this weekend. I just had it this week.
Right.
But we don't have it often, but occasionally we'll stop at the old Quick Way Hibachi. That's not necessarily Chinese, before,
but I feel like
I
need to go to like a real like mom and pop Chinese place, and kind of the more run down, the better.
Yeah.
I feel like the food is just better. Well, if you go to like into a strip plaza to a rinky dink Chinese restaurant, you're usually going to get pretty good food.
I've always told you that my life hack for now, Cakes is anti going out on Valentine's Day and that sort of thing.
I am.
But like a Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, hell, everybody knows people do it on Christmas. You can always find a table at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go to a not a place necessarily where you would do a lot of takeout. I mean, I guess they do a lot of takeout there too. But, you know, a place where they have a bunch of tables.
Sure.
Not one that's just like a fast casual.
Right.
You know, like a real Chinese restaurant. It's a great hack. Keep it in the back of your mind now, if you need just a quick dinner engagement and you didn't have any reservations.
It is a great life hack. But if you're looking for like friendly service and ambiance, a Chinese restaurant is generally not the place where you're going to get it.
I've always had that argument too. I do think that the Chinese waiters, and believe me, I'm married to a Chinese woman and my in-laws, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, I basically have a lot of Chinese relatives. The wait service is usually like they have this like mean exterior.
Kind of like icy.
I guess you would call it maybe like a resting bitch face.
Right.
But yeah, there's a no nonsense to it.
Like the only place they can be a waiter is in a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
It's the only place they can get away with kind of acting that way.
You find them to be worse than the waitress that we had for like 2 minutes at that restaurant here in Navy Yard, and then we bolted.
Oh, no. She was way worse because at least in a Chinese restaurant, they're still doing their
jobs.
They'll
take your order.
They're doing their jobs and they're doing them efficiently. They're just not, from what I've experienced, they're not overly friendly. Actually, they're not friendly at all.
A lot of times they don't know English. A lot of times
it's fine. I understand. It's a language barrier.
It's small talk. Listen, I've teased my in-laws about it for 40 years. You know, I go to Chinese weddings in New York, and I'm like, man, they're just some of the rudest people.
Even during the weddings?
In the banquet, yeah. I mean, the waiters and waitresses, they have this grumpiness to them.
Hmm.
You know, there's something in their demeanor.
It's no nonsense. They're gonna come through your order. They're not really gonna go above and beyond.
Yeah.
They're just gonna do what they have to
do. They're not interested in charming you.
Yeah. There's very little of that.
That usually, you know, that they're packed. And they're just they're just mowing through people.
Yeah. And I love this version of Chinese, but it can be intimidating. Dim sum.
Oh.
Love me some dim sum. But when they bring that cart around, they've got eight different trays.
All you have to do is point.
That's true, but like a lot of the times I'm looking, I'm like, I don't know what half the stuff is. I'm just like, okay, roll the dice. I'll take that. I'll take one of those. I'll take two of those. Yeah. And usually it's all very good.
Right.
But it is a little intimidating because, again, they don't want you sitting there and wasting their time for 2 or 3 minutes picking.
They want you picking food
in 10 seconds, and then they move on to the next table.
They want to get rid of it.
They're very busy.
I told you, my son lives in Chinatown in New York City, and he lives behind a fairly popular now, I think because of TikTok or whatever. It's been in like 40 years. It's a Chinese restaurant. Have you ever heard of it called Wohop? Have you heard of that?
I have not.
It's very popular like on social media, and I think the owner of Wohop actually owns the apartment that he's in.
All right.
But he says he can never go to Wohop because there's 9 billion tourists there every
day.
They're
all filming. They're all
just, just lines and lines and lines of people. By the way, remember I told you about 2 months ago, My daughter wanted to go up to Canal Street and buy her fake bag, okay. whatever it is.
Yes.
I can't remember which one she got. She didn't get like a Louis Vuitton or anything. She got something, I don't know, that was popular in the moment.
And Gucci?
No, it wasn't Gucci. It was something that most of us haven't heard of. Okay.
So, she had a fake Birkin?
It wasn't a Birkin, but either way.
Too fancy for us to even know what it is.
There was a big crackdown this past week. They busted all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was all viral everywhere. Canal Street, all those Asian people that sell all their fake bags.
Yeah.
They were wiping them out.
Wow.
And I think they do that occasionally. Sure. Maybe like once a quarter.
It's a crackdown.
Or something. The stuff must be so cheap, though, that's not a big deal because they just reload.
Right.
And they used to have it so that those guys would have all their... like fake Louis Vuitton purses and everything, and all Gucci, whatever. They would have them in like these blankets, and they would just open up the blanket, okay. and then if they saw cops,
sure.
they'd pull up the blanket.
Yeah.
Now, because the cops are so into, you know, breaking it up, and they don't want them selling the fake merchandise anymore, you just look for an old lady walking around with a menu.
Oh.
And it's just you could just see the old ladies walking around the menu, and then they take you to like a door front. And then they go down,
CD.
And then all the stuff is back in some apartment.
So instead of having it laid out on the street, now it has to be a little more undercover.
But it's very obvious because it's just little old ladies walking around with menus. And they're
right, like, what's she selling?
Yeah, what do you need? You want one? Do you want one? Does anybody want one? Yeah.
I don't know how all this stuff works. I just figure the cops, for the most part, just let people do what they're going to do, like scalpers, for example.
Kind of.
Tonight, I'm going to take the metro.
Crackdowns.
I'm going to get off the metro, and there's going to be about... probably on my way from the metro to the front door, which is not that much of a walk, maybe 100 yards. There'll probably be 5 to 7 people that'll ask me, need tickets?
Of course. Or
have tickets.
Sure.
Have tickets? Need tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand scalpers when there's not a lot of demand for like a certain sporting event.
Like a Wizards game.
Well, I've been to sporting events where there's not high ticket demand. Like... Commanders games or Skins games back in the day.
Getting the tickets probably free or very, very cheap.
I guess. But if there's 30,000 empty seats, I just don't understand how there's a market for you to scalp.
They're looking for suckers.
Not a great market.
Or people that are used to buying.
But they're just undercut. Yeah. They still can undercut.
Sure.
Right? Especially if they're getting them like for the players.
Right.
You know, they obviously have a connection a lot of those times.
By the way, Cakes and I are going to the Wizards game tonight. Do we have the tickets? Are we going to Will Call? Are we doing?
That's on Drabby.
I mean, I've only heard from Drabby that we have tickets. I've not seen any physical evidence of a ticket.
You guys.
Well, there's
my,
not
my email.
Physical tickets
right.
anymore.
No. I wish there were. I pine for those days.
You like the whole paper?
I love paper tickets. Having them on your phone is, to me, is one of the worst technological innovations of the last 20 years.
I always have anxiety that my phone's going to die.
Such anxiety that I'm going to get up there and my code isn't going to work, and then 100 people behind me are going to be pissed because I'm holding up the line. Paper
the
tickets,
worst,
there's none of that. You just hand them your tickets
now,
and you're good.
Like I think it's even Caps tickets and Wizards tickets where it's got the moving bar, so you can't just like screen cap it and save it in your photos.
Yep, can't do
that.
This
is what I like to do.
Right, you got to figure out how to put it in the Apple Wallet the right way.
A lot of anxiety. I also have anxiety. Is Giannis going to like fall on me tonight? Because I'll be sitting so close to the court.
That's great,
though. Is Dame Lillard going to wind up in my lap and spill my nachos because I'm sitting so close to the
court? I want to see a lot of pictures on social media.
I will certainly do that.
From your seats tonight. You guys are in the second row.
Believe so,
Second row on the wood.
Yeah.
It's great.
But it's behind the basket, right?
Yes.
I think I went to a Hoyas game and sat there before.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. The only thing that sucks is when it's on the other side.
It doesn't suck to me. It's iced.
You love the wood.
I love the wood. There's no bad seat on the wood.
I don't think... I think I'd prefer... Now, if I could wave a magic wand, I think I'd prefer even being 5 or 10 rows up in the middle versus behind the back.
I'm not going
to
complain.
The
these seats are so good. Yeah. Like if you complain about these seats...
No, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's the one weakness in... behind the basket is when it's on the other side sometimes.
You're right there on the court. I mean, sure, it's further away, but I know some people like it in hockey. I think in hockey is the one where I will agree you want to be, like Jim always puts us
about
like 10 rows up.
He gives us great seats.
That's the perfect vantage point. But I like in basketball, man, I like to be on the wood. There's nothing like it. You feel like you're right there in the action.
Yep, we'll go see the Wizards. It's not going to be the Bobby Portis revenge game because he was suspended by the NBA.
Did not see that.
Jason was here, we could ask him.
25 games or the rest of the season?
25 games.
Yeah.
What is it, like a PED suspension?
Tramadol.
Tramadol?
That's a pain reliever.
Yeah.
That's what Lurch is addicted to.
That's why I wanted to ask Jason about it. But his agent claims that he thought he was taking Toradol, which I guess is allowed, but he took Tramadol. I might be reversing them, but
you know, it's so absurd. I might believe it. I might believe it. What's the difference? It's not like it was a performance enhancer. There's plenty of pain relievers you could take. I might believe it. I honestly might.
I don't know. I don't even think he objected to the suspension.
Well, if you took it, you took it.
I heard it was where I was reading that. It was so minuscule, like in his bloodstream.
The trace amount.
Like it was just, yeah. It's almost like a farce.
Right.
Because they, like, it wasn't like he was hopped up on it. They barely found some in his body.
Right. Well, I mean, sounds like he owned up to it, just made a mistake. I actually believe him on that because it's not like it was a performance enhancer. But who knows? What was he taking a pain reliever for? Was there something in particular that's been bothering him?
I don't know. I Bobby Portis was here with the Wizards for a while, and he's a talented player.
He's just
an okay player.
He's just never really like been a star, but he has talent.
He's made $64 million in his career.
Well, he's missing out on about $2.8 million during his suspension. He's not happy about that. I can guarantee you that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He won't notice it. He's got so much he won't even notice it, Case.
He won't notice missing $2.8 million.
He won't.
I don't think
so. How's his lifestyle going to change with $2.8 million if he's made 64?
That's what he's grossed. You're talking about his gross numbers.
Imagine I know,
but you're talking about taxes, agent fees, living expenses.
So let's say he only has 25 of it.
$2.8 million is a big chunk. Like
I know, but it's
you
not going
to... $2.8 million isn't a lot of money, even as somebody that's made 60.
Of course it's a lot of money. My point is, I don't think his lifestyle is going to change. Like with that $2.8 million, all right, maybe he was going to buy an extra car or something.
It's going to hurt. $2.8 million is going to hurt when you even if you make $60 million.
This is the kind of thing that we would argue for hours.
I'll die on this mountain.
Yeah,
I'll freaking die.
I guess it'll hurt the guy who checks his account over and over and over again. But in terms of his daily lifestyle, my guess is he's going to the same fancy house and living the same fancy lifestyle. That $2.8 million, he's not going to feel.
Listen, I'm sure he's not happy about it, but I don't know that it will affect him.
Yeah. All right, we got Kevin a little bit later in the show to join us to talk about the movies that are coming out, and you don't want to miss Mike Marr's movie review later in the show. That's his old school movie review. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.